land grant there for this land. I think it's approximately 600 acres, 500 or 600 acres that he got.
Now, I missed the connection between him and your family. You say your grandfather came here.
My great-grandfather, which is on my mother lineage, came in here to this county in around 1845 and settled down here on Spring Creek. And then my great-granddaddy came in here in Virginia in around between 1835 and 1840, wouldn't you say, Faye?
Somewhere along that.
And settled also over here around Spring Creek. And my own lineage came in here from North Carolina, I do not know when, but we have found in the census record that the census showed that they left North Carolina, came to Tennessee and settled, and then pulled up and went to Mississippi when Andrew Jackson drove the Indians out of Mississippi to Oklahoma and they settled there. And during the Civil War, my granddaddy, for some reason or another, came back and his aunt raised him here at Bolivar, and that's why us Owens are here in the county.
I see. Now, the connection in between your grandparents and the place where the others were born, everybody in your family?
There was no connection.
No.
I mean, in the family, it's just that his daddy bought the land from this land.
On the land that I live it on now, my daddy purchased it from Mr. J.E. in 1912 or 13, which was it, Faye?
I'm not sure.
I believe it's 19 and 12. And it was the original Gregory Jarrett place, and he settled it around 1825 to 1830 through a land grant given to him for being a soldier in, as you said,
War of 1812, according to the pension records of his wife.
It contained approximately 500 to 600 acres by the records that we have traced down. And he lived on it. And in fact, he's buried up here on the place there, him and his wife and one child. And he died in 1870 or 71, and his wife died around 1880, didn't he?
I believe somewhere, the late 1880s.
Somewhere along there. Mm-hmm. And then the land was put up and sold. Well, he left the will and left it to his three grandchildren. And somehow or another there they couldn't agree, or they put it up and sold it, and the Ken brothers bought it. And then the Ken brother sold it to Mr. J.E. Wheeler. And then my daddy bought it from Mr. J.E. Wheeler, and we have lived on it since.
Mm-hmm. Now, the part that didn't get on tape was where the rest of the family was born, and then how you came to this house, and how old this house is, and about the road.
The old original Jared house was a log house. And this is coming from mouth to mouth. In other words, I have no way of proving it. But they said that Mr. Jarrett died, I believe, in 1872. And he sold off a portion of his land for $2,500. And he built this two-story colonial-type house in around 18 and started in 1870-71. But anyway, when he died, that the house was not completed, but it was completed enough that they laid his body and stayed in the house. And then they buried him right out from the house at the edge of the garden. And his wife then moved in the house and lived in the house until she died. And she was buried there beside of him. And then they had a child that was born.